It's time for our travel show with All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Christina Boyer, take us away somewhere warm.
You got it. It is definitely very cold, and we are hearing that from lots of customers.
Now, they should have planned ahead, but, you know, even last minute, you could help them out with that, right?
We sure can. And you know what? That is one thing. If you can go very, very quickly, there are some amazing deals out there. You know, spring break's a little bit harder to come by, so if you're thinking that is out of your question, don't be totally discouraged. You just have to have a little bit of flexibility.
Okay.
You know, so, and obviously the price ranges are not economy price range when it comes to spring break right now, but there are still availability out there for people who are wanting to do something. But getting away right now, you've got everything from not only just great deals on some of the areas and the properties that are warm, hitting the Caribbean and Mexico and the cruises, but you also even have some special deals. So if you're real flexible, it's kind of like what I call a mystery trip. You've got the opportunity to know where you're going, you know when you're going, and you know the type of accommodations you're going to get, whether it's 4, 5, or 6 stars. And then once you arrive into your destination, I've got some very brave people who are headed to Punta Cana next week, and they will know when they arrive which hotel they're going to be getting. So if you kind of got that little adventurous side, it's a great way to save some money and find out some fun stuff.
But at the same time, you are guaranteed a certain level of hotel that you're staying in, right?
Absolutely. Yes. So you will know. I mean, it's definitely an all-inclusive. You've picked the level before you left my office, so you know what most of those hotels look like in that level. So you kind of have a good idea, at least, of what you'll be getting.
And you get some pretty good savings by doing it that way, right?
You sure do.
All right. So which isn't always a bad thing either. Then you got some extra money to spend on other stuff, right? Souvenirs,
right? You got it.
All right. The snowstorms, you know, we had Christmas, we had all the ice stuff, and then after that, obviously, the snowstorm first part of January, and it's even going on now, obviously disrupting travel. What's the word within the travel industry? Is that affecting costs at all? Is that going to affect how the airlines are going to do business here for the next couple of months, or is it just something they just plan for?
You know, I think they plan for this, whether it happens in different areas. You know, we run into it a lot in the Colorado area when they get into some heavy snowfall. I don't think they expected it so much out east as they did. But, you know, we always have different things that come up and will impend some of the travel. So whether the big wigs up in the airlines, you know, have a decision of what they're going to do, I have heard rumor from customers, of course, that they're raising airfare, but I haven't seen anything. You know, so I've seen airline tickets staying very about the same price when I'm checking different things. Whether it's Europe or, you know, Florida. I just picked up some tickets to Florida for $260. You know, flights to New York, $227. So I don't see that the prices are going up because of the weather. Prices are going up because of availability. More people are traveling. 2013 was the biggest travel season that we have had in many, many years. Flights are full. People are paying. Might not feel like it down here, you know, because economy hits differently in all different locations, but people are traveling, and I think that is what's affecting the price of the plane.
Some of that with the travel disruptions, I suppose, goes back to the whole thing of travel insurance. Not necessarily, but, you know, if the airline reschedules you, but if for some reason you can't do the new dates, those kinds of things, if you have that travel insurance, that helps.
It sure does. It is a great thing to have. It's a small price to pay. If you are locked in for a couple days and you miss a majority of your vacation, maybe you can still take it, you know, and then they'll go ahead and take care of you for the rest of the time, letting you know, how much you've missed, and they'll reimburse you for those days. Or maybe you are snowed in and you just need a hotel for a couple days because those flights aren't coming home, you know, and it can help you that way too. So insurance is a great thing to have, especially with the weather. We've got people who pick it up last minute for that reason, and we can always do that for you at any time.
Talking to Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. While we talk about exotic locations at times, we're talking about downtown Hillsdale, though, right now, because this weekend, this Saturday, as a matter of fact, it's the big bridal walk in downtown Hillsdale.
It is, and that's so much fun. You know, it gives brides a great opportunity to check out what's going on. And, you know, we do lots of different bridal shows throughout. And, you know, when you go into a bridal show, a lot of time a bride has very focused on what they're looking for. But with this, it's downtown. It's Saturday. Our office will be open later, kind of some unique hours. It's from 10 to 4. You'll get a punch card and get started, and you stop in all the different stores that are only bridal-related. So you've got some different things. We actually have a great hair salon that'll be right here doing some fun updos for people to see while they're in our office. And, you know, the thing about brides, and whether you're stopping in for the bridal show or you're, you know, just coming in to talk about your honeymoon, you know, working with a travel agent, we do not have service fees for those type of packages. I'm not going to say we don't have them for specific travel, but when it comes to your vacation packages, your cruises, your travel destination weddings, we do not have any additional service fees. So that's one thing great about working with a travel agent. The other thing is we're going to ask you a lot of questions. You know, we're just not going to show you a computer screen and say, hey, guess what? Here are all these prices. Here are all these hotels. You decipher what you want. We're here to try to help you. Now, that also makes some people very uncomfortable for the sake that we've got a few questions that we ask to try to get you the best for what you're looking for. And I don't mean uncomfortable like we're prying, but uncomfortable like they didn't expect us to ask them anything. I think the world of digital right now, you know, we don't communicate as much as we used to. So kind of the funny questions that we like to ask are places that you've traveled, what you're looking to do. You know, you might initially just think, I want sun and warm and a beach. But when you think about it for a week, are you the type who are going to really lay out in the sun for an entire week and do nothing but lay on the beach? Maybe you really want lots of restaurants. Maybe you want lots of activity. You know, my husband, for instance, doesn't lay on the beach for 4 days straight. So we need to have things, whether it's golf or, you know, sightseeing tours or fishing or something that can entertain him also. So those are some questions we asked. You know, budget is a big question. And the reason we ask that, because we don't want someone to fall off their seat when we say, okay, we can do this fabulous honeymoon you want for $7,000, you know, when they had a $3,000 budget. I don't like the look I get when they fall off the seat, the chair in front of me, you know? So we ask that question because I'm not saying that the all-inclusive at those value resorts or the cruises that fit your budget, they're not bad. They're just different, you know? So you have that stair step of, I want a great price. I want the best I can get for that price. But, you know, are you talking luxury, moderate, or are you, you know, looking for something more economy? Maybe you're not in the room very much. Maybe you're just there to use it as your, you know, place to stay. So we want to be able to get everybody in that range. So it's nice for people to kind of have that idea of what they're hoping to spend. Because if you're looking at properties, you know, and I've only got, you know, $1,500 for the two of us, you know, we don't want you to be thinking about something that's not obtainable for you. So those are some of the reasons that we asked. We do wedding destinations all over. You know, we've done them on cruise ships. We've done them last year when I was in Hawaii. We had a renewal on the beach that we can help with. We've done them plenty of times in the different destinations in the Caribbean and even in Las Vegas. And nowadays it's so fun because whether you're taking 2 people, 10 people, or 100 people, you know, we can make it work for you. So it's a really great way to be able to, you know, take off some of that stress working with us. Let us take care of those situations. We can let you know whether you need to be in a destination, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours prior to getting married. You know, maybe you're in Vegas and you want to get married, and I was at a wedding where people actually could see them on their computer while they were getting married in Vegas. So if people are sitting at home, you know, you've got that link to hook up to the wedding chapels. So some really cool things that we can do here at All Aboard Travel to help enhance and make your honeymoon or your wedding destination so much easier.
Well, as you talk about that, it kind of went through my mind. When you get married, you don't necessarily know everything about your spouse yet. You maybe have never talked about, you know, whether they like cliff diving or not, or things like that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that you might love to do, or you know, snorkeling. Maybe your husband or wife doesn't swim, you know. So, yeah, you certainly things you need to think about ahead of time. It seems like more and more people, or I've heard a lot more people doing the group weddings, you know, the Caribbean, those kinds of things. When we were down there last year, they were at the resort we were at, there were what, 3 or 4 different weddings a day, mm-hmm. where it was the whole wedding party was there. Is that pretty affordable to do when you do a bigger group?
It is. You know, if you've got a group, you see it a lot with older, you know, clientele getting married and bringing lots of their, you know, maybe it's a second marriage and they've got kids or grandma and grandpa doing renewals. You know, you're seeing a lot of multi-generation with those quite often. Or maybe you've got that group of friends who love to travel together, you know, and they've planned a year in advance and everybody's going to go on down. Those are ones you definitely see people plan for. But it is fun and a lot of people get to do it because your honeymoon is one day, or your wedding, I should say, is one day. But you're spending the whole week enjoying, you know, the rest of it. So that's where everybody gets together. I have done it, Ken, where people go down a few days prior, and then, you know, they've got 7 days, Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, sisters, cousins, they get out of there after the wedding, and then they get to finish their honeymoon the rest of the time. So, you know, we've seen it in a couple different parameters, how people can do that. Maybe the wedding couple switches hotels in the middle of vacation so that they've got a little private time. You know, you see lots of different things like that. But it is very popular and very fun to do.
Again, that's the kind of stuff that you guys can coordinate for someone at All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Talking to Christina Boyer this morning. And again, it's the bridal walk going on from 10 till 4 this Saturday in downtown Hillsdale. All Aboard Travel, obviously a big piece of that in downtown Hillsdale. And lots of ideas that you can come up for folks then, too. Let's go back to maybe some of the other trips, other things that you guys have on the agenda right now, or maybe even looking ahead to spring at All Aboard Travel.
Absolutely. We really are. We've got a lot of things that are coming up with deadlines, which is hard to believe. So for anybody who was still thinking about hooking up with the Burnside Senior Center and doing their cruise, that they're going to be doing the California Coastal Cruise, April 25th, that is coming up to a deadline this week. I actually have to release any unused air seats at the time, so the prices will no longer be guaranteed after tomorrow. So give us a call about those if anybody is still interested. We do have some space still available. And then the other one that is really limited, and I know it seems far away, Ken, but is the Canadian Rockies and Calgary Stampede. That is in July, right around the 4th. And it's a great trip that we've got going. But because the Stampede is so popular, we are very, very limited with space. So we've got 25 people from the area already planning to travel together. It is definitely a go group. But Colette Tours did let me know that the bus is filling up fast. And if I want any more seats, we need to jump on it right away. So if you're still thinking about doing that this summer, it's a small deposit to save your space right now. The rest won't be due later until spring. But we'd love to be able to talk to you about that.
All right. 800-968-8747 is the number to call. 800-968-8747 for All Aboard Hillsdale, All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. You usually, obviously, put together trips during the summer, Tigers and those kinds of things. And I know you always take suggestions from folks, too, right?
We sure do. So if anybody has something that they're looking at, well, I am right in the middle of school trip season for me right now, you know, getting some details, whether they're doing their early trip. You know, we work with eighth graders. We work with band trips. We work with all seniors clubs, you know, all different kinds of things. So, you know, we've got people going everywhere from Boston, Hawaii this year, a couple of Chicago's, New York, D.C. You know, we have all of those type of things. And actually, I'm heading out next week. So when we talk next time, we'll talk about my trip to New York, because I'm going to be heading out this weekend to do a little insight trip for a couple of my student groups that are headed that way. So it'll be fun, and I'll have lots of details on New York for everybody when I come back next.
Okay, hopefully it'll be all shoveled out by then, right?
I am so hoping. I'm like, which boots should I pack, you know? But also, you know, the Pistons trip is just getting ready to go. That's already closed out. We're always looking for new suggestions, and then I'm going to guess that those Tigers trips will be kicking off in about another month. We'll know the exact dates. I've got a couple picked out already with the Tigers organization. I'm just waiting for them to give me the A-OK. So we'll get those dates out as soon as possible. And then we're going to have a really fun one this August that everyone's going to like. And that's going to be, if you're really into quilts and gardening, the garden tour that we do this year is going to go down to Indiana. We're going to do the Middlebury, Shipshawana, Napanee. They do quilt gardens. And so the gardens are actually done in quilt murals. So we're going to do a little bit of that, peek at some great quilt areas, and then, of course, always those really beautiful little quilt murals that they have on the barns. So it's gardens, quilts, and a barn or two. So give us a call, and we'd love to be able to talk to everybody about that.
800-968-8747 for All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Good luck with the bridal walk this weekend, Christina, and stay warm in New York, all right?
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel with us this morning on our travel show.